It's the Mayor's Minute on CJOC Mornings with Jordan and Sam.
94.1 CJOC and Jordan and Sam in the one-stop vape shop studio. Usually it's the final Tuesday of the month, but we're changing things up because, well, next Tuesday is Christmas. Mayor Spearman joining us today for Mayor's Minute. Thanks for coming in.
I'm happy to be here.
We've got some great questions, both pertaining to the west side. So, Sam, do you want to start us off?
Yeah, this actually stems from a Facebook post from a couple of weeks ago where a woman, she lives in the canyons over on the west side, and she cited a lot of things like safety concerns because of the narrow roads, only sort of one way in and out if there is a dangerous situation and people need to evacuate, long traffic lineups, and being far away from emergency services. So there was questions about why there's no extra bridge yet, maybe some plans for that in the future. Any sort of comment you might have in that regard?
Good. Well, of course, a bridge is always a question, and it's where do we get the $150 to $200 million?
Right.
And, of course...
You guys thought of playing Powerball in the States?
It's the challenge.
Economic future, that's good.
To give you some quick answers, we're moving ahead with an extra, the fifth fire station, so that'll be another one on the west side that'll be closer to the canyons, and that should expedite emergency response, and... Secondly, we're looking at how we can move ahead twinning of University Drive a little further south. What we have done is extended Métis Trail, but of course not as far as the canyons to this point, but there's a cost to everything. And there's that natural tension between higher taxes and providing additional services.
The other question about the west side, and it's about development and with such a big population base over there, people asking about things like a Walmart, things like a Canadian Tire, things like some of the bigger shopping options that we've got in other parts of the city and not over on the west side. And anything that you can say about that? And I know it's not exactly an issue that you guys are in charge of.
We encourage private development, and I'm surprised that private developers haven't taken advantage of the fact that almost half the population of our city lives on the west side. The next business that opens up a clothing store on the west side is going to hit a home run.
Yeah.
The next lumber store that opens up on the west side is going to hit a home run. And all those needed services that people go to the south side for, if those businesses would open up on the west side, we have some commercial areas for development that are underdeveloped. There's opportunities available for private investors if they choose to pursue them. So we hope that they will. And we hope that those people who are entrepreneurs will take advantage of that opportunity. It's not something the city can do, but we certainly provide the opportunity and the space for private entrepreneurs to invest over there.
Mayor Spearman joins us the final Tuesday of every month for Mayor's Minute. You can get your questions in through CJOCFM.com. Do we want to talk a little bit of 2019? What's coming up? What are you excited about in the new year?
Yeah, there are some great things happening in the new year. Of course, we've got... The ATB Leisure Center is going to be opening up. The downtown parkade is going to be opening up. The destination project at the university is going to be opening up.
Wow.
Great things happening in 2019. We're hosting great events. The U Sports National Hockey Championship is going to be in Lethbridge. We're going to have the World's Men's Curling in Lethbridge. And we're going to have another PGA event in Lethbridge this coming year. So 2019 is shaping up to be a great year. And we want to continue to move forward. We got $15 million from the provincial government 10 days ago, and we want to make sure we're solving our social problems in the city in partnership with the province of Alberta.
All right, one last time in 2018, anything you want to say to the listeners?
I want to say Merry Christmas. I hope everyone has a wonderful Christmas with their families, and be safe out there, be responsible, have a great time, and celebrate all the best of the season and support those in need.
Mayor Spearman in for Mayor's Minute. Thanks so much for stopping by.
You're welcome.